The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Smoke Signals, keeping it traditional all hour long on Jukasa Radio.
This is for my Native American people nationwide. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
Smoke Signals.
Smoke Signals time, man.
Who are you?
I am the one and only Jigga J. And I got the incredible Chesney.
This guy forgot 2 seconds in.
Chesney with me tonight.
There you
man.
Go.
And Jeeks is away sick tonight.
So Jeeks has got the flu. He's not here with us.
Yeah, man.
And he's not playing PUBG.
Get well soon, Jeeks, man.
Yeah.
But man, we got a wicked show tonight, man. We got Carl the Razor Hass coming in.
Yes, sir. He's
going to
be here.
Talk about his fight, September 14th. It's all going down.
Mm-hmm. Going to talk about his previous one, his next one, a little bit of everything with him. Before we do that, of course, we usually do our intro, but there was a topic that you had sent to me this morning
and
that
Jeeks,
you really wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole Jay-Z and the NFL, man, going into it.
Yeah.
I saw this interview with Irv Gotti, and I think it was Angie Martinez.
I think so, yeah.
And it said, he was saying, you know, he had no comment about the whole thing, but you know what I mean? He said that Jay-Z told him, you know what I mean? We don't shine shoes no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is like a quote from like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he just said that what that means is that Jay-Z's still that guy from Marcy Projects. You know what I mean? He's just not shining shoes no more.
I don't know. I don't know if I put it that way.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been, but you got to think Jay-Z, he knows what he's doing and he's in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's probably the only colored guy in there, too.
So the thing with that is, like, a lot of people, for people maybe who don't know, are mad at Jay-Z because he has, in the past, attacked the NFL, stood up for Colin Kaepernick very publicly, and even in one of his tracks, he mentions about, I'm not going to perform at the Super Bowl. You guys need me. I don't need you.
Yeah.
But then here he is signing a deal now, reportedly worth a lot of money, to partner with the NFL.
Yeah.
So people are kind of saying, you're a traitor. Like, this isn't right.
Right, because he's partnering with it.
Yeah.
But look, it could be his wife. You never know.
Beyonce. She's very independent. She did the
Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah. But that was years before. But reportedly, they have tried to been getting Jay-Z for years, and he has always been like, no.
No.
Like, he has been turning them down. Because, again, the whole Colin Kaepernick.
I would have thought he would have steered towards the NBA then.
Me too.
The NFL.
The guy is a billionaire at this point. Like, it has been out there that he is worth $1 billion.
Yeah, and the thing with, like, being a billionaire is, like, if you look at a million seconds, that's 12 days. A billion is 32 years.
Yeah.
So he's a billionaire, not a millionaire.
No, he is up there. Like, he is there now.
Oh, man.
But the big thing, like, for me, kind of looking at it and stuff, is now there's reports that one of the reasons he's doing this is because he wants to own an NFL team. He wants to now be an owner. So that's kind of been out there, and I'm like, okay, I get that.
So he's going to go buy out a team?
Yeah, and go and own a team and be the owner, kind of do his thing
there. Yeah.
So if that is the case, I get it. But if this is just a partnership deal to expand your brand, I hate this. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to talk so much garbage about this corporation and about how they're so unfair, and then you walk in and go, hey.
Well, obviously the price was right for him.
But that proves you could buy anyone, even a billionaire.
But he's still that guy from Marcy. You know what I mean? He's a billionaire.
We're gonna find out.
Grew up in the project.
We're going to find out if he still is. This is going to be the telling point, man, he does. Because if he is in there fighting for, like, the right of African-American athletes, guys like Colin Kaepernick, guys who protest, then I will say, yes, he still is that guy. But if he is not and he's just doing this as a brand, then it's a bad thing.
But I think that comment, it says itself that he's not shining shoes no more.
No, and he hasn't been for a long time.
We don't shine shoes no more. That means, like, he's probably doing something in there.
He has to. Like, again, that's the only way it makes sense to me. Like, again, like, people are going after him. Like, people are really pissed.
Saying what?
Like, about this whole thing. About him basically, like, going hand in hand with the NFL. So now there's actually been a couple reports coming out from CBS that are saying that he is not going to be owning a team anytime soon. Basically, the NFL already told him, like, no team is up for sale. Yeah, they're saying, so again, he already knew this coming in. So people are still wondering, what is this deal all about?
Partnering with it?
Yeah. Is it just a money thing?
Maybe it's a Super Bowl deal.
No, they wouldn't make it this big a deal.
No,
because he's like meeting with the owners, like the top guys of the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
So it's not just about a Super Bowl performance.
No, man. He must be. Yeah, listen, whatever Jigga's doing, he's doing it right, man. He must be. He can't be like get this far and then sell out. You know what I mean? I don't think he would.
Well, put it this way.
I don't think he would at all.
This is a guy, though, who has been in touch with Colin Kaepernick. Again, like he has been close with Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick's lawyers have said he knew nothing about this deal. So he kind of turned his back to Kaepernick when he made this deal. And they said he has been cold-blooded towards him. He has cut contact with him when he made this deal with the NFL.
Whoa.
That's what I mean. There's something not right about this.
So yeah, like, when are they going to release the numbers? When can we get a hold of the
numbers? Like, I want to know exactly what this deal is, like what the numbers are, what is going to be a part of this deal. Like, so here's what one case said. They said the deal between Jay-Z and the NFL crosses the picket line. This is, again, coming from Kaepernick's lawyers. They said that it's very cold-blooded. They said, I can confirm that the deal was already done prior to any conversations with Colin Kaepernick. Had Jay-Z certainly didn't have any conversations with the NFL beforehand, but now he has. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really weird because, again, like another thing is saying Jay-Z is now a sellout and a savior at the same time. So we're going to see what happens with it. I don't know.
He's got to be doing something.
He has.
Yeah, and like if you look at, like, if I remember correctly, the way that Beyonce did it when she performed at the Super Bowl was she used it as an opportunity to kind of highlight Black Panther, right? Mm-hmm. Like she did in her performance, she kind of highlighted a lot of black issues. So I'm just like, it would kind of be nice if Jay-Z did that. So maybe the only reason why he wasn't performing was because the price just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, we'll see, because they signed the deal as what they called an entertainment and social justice deal. But why is the entertainment factor in there? If it was just the social justice thing where he's fighting for the right thing. But it's the fact that he slapped entertainment on there is what are driving people nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we'll see. I guess as time goes on. Anything else you want to add to it?
I got his back. I got his back because I think he's going to do something wicked with it.
I'm waiting this one out, man.
And if he I want to see what Jeeks says, because he you know what I mean? Jeeks, he's not really fond of Jay-Z either, you know?
It's not that I don't like the dude. It's weird to me, and I kind of want to watch what happens. Because if he does nothing, then I'm going to be really upset.
Jay-Z's in my top five.
Oh, yeah. So. That's fair. That's fair. I'll let you have that one. 93.5
FM. I can rock. Make it cloud. Jocasa Radio. Yo, we back, man. We got Paul Razor Hess in the building right now, man.
Hello. Welcome back.
What up, what up, what
up? Thank you for having me.
So what, the second, third time I think we've had you on?
I can't remember. I think third.
Yeah, maybe third.
Yeah,
now,
man. Yeah, because you keep winning these fights. That's why, man.
Gotta keep bringing you back.
Tell these people, man. Yeah.
So you had a fight recently when a little bit not like you expected, I guess.
What a split decision anyway.
Yeah, it was a split decision. Six rounds. That was pretty tough.
But you had two knockouts prior to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's been a really good run, nonetheless.
So, you know what I mean? This guy's a heavy hitter. I tell you, people right now, this guy's a heavy hitter. What's this guy's name that you're fighting? They're about to knock out?
His name is Panda.
Panda?
Panda, yeah.
Well, he's about to be Panda Florida.
Oh, my God. So, for those of you who don't know, you got a Facebook page going on right now, right? Like, where you have a lot of your highlights and stuff go up?
My mom's has, like, some fan page thing.
Right.
On there.
Yeah, it's called Razor Fan Page, right?
Yeah.
I think it's something like that. Yeah. I recommend people go check it out because that's where usually I see a lot of the stuff from his fights, and it's pretty nuts.
And I think there's something on YouTube too, I think.
Oh, is there
probably
not?
Probably the same thing.
Some highlights?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Because
you got to check it out because, like you said, heavy hitter.
He's a heavy hitter. Hits hard, man. Hits really hard. I know that you and when we're sparring.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And he said, you said you don't let up, man.
No.
You know, he said,
it's like
there's no chill. He said, there's no chill with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We start out pretty easy, but then we're both competitive. So
exactly.
Going nuts.
So the next fighter that you're coming up against, Panda, when is that fight? exactly?
It'll be September 14th at the CAA Center.
Okay, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
How do you feel going into this one?
Feel confident.
Yeah.
Good, man. No, that's awesome. Like, especially early on to feel confident.
Yo, this guy has no neck right now. He has no neck at all.
But this guy's fighting style, I know Coach was talking to us. He was saying a little bit similar to that of kind of, I guess, Muhammad Ali. Likes to be laid on his feet and stuff. So that might benefit someone like you think, right? Because you're that heavy hitter. You like to get inside.
Yeah, so. Like cutting off the ring and trapping people.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I saw him on the speed bag. And listen, it was thumping. It was making, like, it was so loud. And everybody was looking. And I was like, looking, who's that on the speed bag?
Yeah.
It's Carl Razor Hess, man. Just making noise.
When was the last time you were there at the boxing club?
I was just there today.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers my questions.
You came in fear. Big shout out to Nikita. Big shout out to Rob. Did you spar? Shout out Black Eye Boxing, man.
Did you spar today?
No, I was just, Nikita's fighting in Barbados. So
yeah,
we were
she's
doing
got
a little
fight
video.
Coming up.
They were doing a little video for it.
Nice.
I got a little cameo in the video.
Oh, that's awesome. But no, like, so the fight coming up, where is CAA Center? Like,
it's in Brampton.
The Hershey Center.
Okay, so it's not, it is?
Yeah. That's,
it's not the Hershey Center.
It's not the Hershey
Center. The Powerade Center, I think, was it?
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
The Powerade Center, that was in Mississauga?
No, it's in Brampton.
It was in Brampton.
Yeah, it's in Brampton.
Oh, I thought it was the Hershey Center.
No,
they stopped doing it there now, I guess.
But they stopped doing it there?
Yeah, now to the CAA Center.
Okay.
Brampton.
So it's not too bad from, like,
that's
even
in Brampton
here and stuff, yeah.
It's sweet.
Okay, so, like, just from what we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of pros to this fight. So maybe you can kind of talk about the pros, like, not just the experience, but, like, also what might happen if you win.
The guy I'm fighting is ranked 4th in Canada, so if I, and I'm ranked 10th right now, so if I beat him, I'll probably be around ranked 5, so hopefully.
It's a big jump.
Yeah, it's a big jump, and then if I get that rank, hopefully I can start moving up faster and going for Canadian titles.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Who has the belt right now, you know? Not sure?
No.
I'm not sure.
But the interesting thing with this fight was...
We're going to find out.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get there. But yeah, like moving up basically, you know, jumping ahead of those 5 guys and kind of going up against a guy number 4, obviously, right now, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
No nerves or anything. Like, you feel that confident going into this one.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah,
but I think
which is normal.
Usually I'm calm until, like, the day of.
Right.
And then the day of, I get pretty nervous. Or, like, even, like, the night before, I get pretty nervous.
So how do you kind of get out of that funk then?
I just listen to music.
Yeah, man.
I don't even talk to anybody.
Music will set you free.
What's on that playlist?
I don't know. Just a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So whatever comes on, I respect it. I feel it. Did you get anything you want to ask?
Yo, listen, man. When you knock this guy out...
When you stop saying that, man.
When you do, because listen, I tell you, this guy's gonna get knocked. Look at this guy. He doesn't look like much, man. Pun the floor.
Oh, jeez. You should. Why are you're a hype man, aren't you?
Oh, it's sponsored by. It's tickets at Ticketmaster. It's 519-732-7267.
Ticketmaster.ca.
Yeah, or Ticketmaster.ca promo code Hess. HESS.
You can get tickets
there.
Do we know the
doors
capacity
open at
of the
6
venue?
p.m.
No.
Yeah. First fights at 7. Yeah.
So that, 7
p.m.
That phone number, that's 732-7267. That's mine, Jackie Armour. Or you can get it at Ticketmaster.
Right.
And then the Hess promo code, you know, you got to say that if you go through Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, no.
So get your tickets.
Awesome,
I know we'll be giving away some. In the future, so
obviously before the fight, probably the week off, we'll probably be giving those away.
Yeah,
so that will be coming up on Smoke Signals. We're going to cut to a little break though, right now here on 93.5.
Yo, we back.
Yep,
we got Carl Hess in the building right now, man. One last thing about the ticket. Sales?
Yeah. So the tickets, the number that we have here, 519-732-7267.
Yeah, it's Coach Jackie's number.
It's Coach Jackie's number.
Said,
so
you said,
you'll
how
hear
many,
him.
How many stand seats you have left?
There should be about 60 stand seats left.
And you'll be in Carl Hess section.
It'd be a Carl Hess section. And yeah. $40 a piece for those right. tickets.
Okay. So if you want your tickets and you want to stay with Carl Hess and all his fans.
All the fans, man.
We'll be together.
They are also available if you don't want to call and talk to Coach Jackie.
Yeah, if you want to also call the Ticketmaster, you can do that and just use the Hess promo code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's available there as well. Again, going on September 14th, and hopefully over the next 3 weeks, we'll be giving away some tickets.
Yeah.
Right here.
Down on Smoke Signals.
Yeah. So we're going to probably be doing, hopefully again, it's going to be pairs. So two tickets each show. We'll do them probably for the next 3 weeks. Six tickets total.
Yeah.
So be ready for that. But we got about 5 minutes still left. Yeah. So any last questions you want to ask about the fight? Before you get to your shout outs.
When you beat this guy, what's the game plan going in?
You
going to stay hungry?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll see how, like, I'll come in pretty aggressive right away, I think.
Yeah.
Right away, just to make him feel.
Exactly. Exactly.
That way, because I think he'll come in confident, thinking he can throw with me, like, thinking he can punch hard, and then I'll try and hurt him. And if he can, I'm going to keep moving my head. I'm not going to let him hit me. Anyway.
That's it, man.
Of course. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it, man. It's going to be a good fight.
You going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's oh, like yeah.
Usually after the fight, I go and meet everybody who comes. So
yeah,
I'll probably find you somewhere.
I was going to say, so you get to meet Carl.
Yeah.
Or anybody who gets tickets. Yeah. Anybody who gets tickets off my coach. Yeah. If they're all in that section, I'll come up in that section.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's probably the easiest and best thing, too. Is that way. Well, you know, I'll sit in there getting that chance. But there's how many fights on the card? 7 as of right now?
Yeah, I think they've listed 7, but they could change and they could add more on. Right?
Mm-hmm. And but as of right now, we don't know the position on the card for this one, correct?
Don't know the position. And Carl fights for that United Boxing Promotions as well. So big shout out to them.
Yeah,
nice.
Big shout out
United,
to them
yeah.
Any other shout outs that we want to do before we do
sign off? No, I'll be this Sunday at the CNE with Logan Stats.
Yeah?
Performing.
You're performing?
Oh, he's performing at the CNE.
Is
this
he
weekend,
actually?
On Sunday, yeah.
Nice. He was just Sunday, here last week also.
We'll be out there in T-Dot, so if you guys are at the CNE this weekend.
What do you know what time?
Sunday.
What time?
I'm not sure.
No? Okay. Once we know, I'm sure you'll post it on Facebook
I'll
page
post
or something.
It, yeah.
After church, right?
After church,
of course.
Yeah.
Sunday, it has to be after church.
I know it'll be in the afternoon, right? Because we do sound check in the morning and stuff, so.
I mean, I don't know. You're asking. I've never done this, so I'm not going to be there performing. Yeah, Chesney, any last words?
I don't really have anything to add or any questions that I have, but all I'm going to say is that I know that this guy came to Carl to fight, so just hope that you give it to him.
Prove him wrong, man. Jump up those spots, get to that number 5. I like that. That was moxie. I like it.
Congratulations to my boy Logic. He just had a baby girl today.
Like the rapper?
No. It's just a friend of mine. He just had a baby.
Right.
Girl. Today,
congrats.
Earlier.
Also, good luck to Nikita. She's going to be heading off to Barbados, correct? For a
yo, Nikita.
Fight over there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Sniper.
So I think it's September 1st on the Saturday.
September 1st. So, busy time for you, eh, Coach?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's just go. And then she's at the CNE grounds on the 28th of September as well.
Okay.
It's USA versus Canada. So it's
nice.
Ooh, you guys are boxing out that?
Yeah, it's quite a big event. I think there's 3 Black Eye boxers on that card.
Nice.
Holy. Okay. So you guys are doing big things down at Black Eye, man.
Carl, man, best of luck to you as well for this fight. I don't think you need it, but you know what, man? Head high. Go get this one, man.
Smoke signals. We out. See you next week.
Root for you.